In a world where things almost make sense, and most everything is interesting and mildly unique, it's a place that feels somewhat familiar and has the suspicious comfort of a loving semi-omnipresence. You are on the outskirts of Lootopia. Sit back and relax, or tense up and march around. Please welcome your host of Lootopia, Lou Angel Wolf.
There's my name again, Lou Angel Wolf, right here. Lootopia, little dream I had a couple years ago. Here it is, in its third year, I guess. Welcome to the show, folks.
How are ya?
Welcome to the Lootopia podcast, ladies and gentlemen. Lou Angel Wolf here at the fabulous Double Special Studios with my co-host, Michael Merberg.
Great to be here. Nice that we're still around and haven't been banned by YouTube.
Yes, we survived the imminent passing of the planet Earth on Saturday. That didn't happen.
Yeah, just another letdown.
Damn it! And over there, it's our producer, the lovely and talented Chris Gorge.
Yo. If you not call me lovely, that would be great.
You are lovely.
Lovely.
I don't know if I like lovely.
You're probably tired of gorgeous.
No, I've just accepted
it. It's redundant. Lovely, gorgeous.
Yeah, you're exactly.
But
yeah.
I got to clarify to people, it's not gorgeous like, oh my God, he's gorgeous. It's gorgeous like ruts in the ground.
What? You know, like the China Gorge?
You're going to change your name to Gouges.
It is French.
His engorged member.
It is French.
Anyway, it is French.
Yeah.
And it's about holes in the ground with water in them.
Okay.
But anyway, folks, here we are. It's the Lootopia podcast. It's the last podcast of September. We'll be going into Rocktober, all goes well. And we are broadcasting live on YouTube. See, I didn't say the YouTube.
You've been practicing.
I have. We're practicing. We're broadcasting live on YouTube and couldn't be happier about it. We do a show every week about health, humor, and well-being. You can see the show now on YouTube. You can listen to the show on Podomatic. You can listen to the show on Lootopia.com. And I'm pretty sure now, does the Lootopia thing link the video to the YouTube?
Does it link to the video to the YouTube?
To the YouTube.
I live for conversations like these.
Okay.
What is this, fire? How does that work, the fire? It's a video streaming, live streaming thing.
Okay.
And now, the video is up on
does
YouTube.
Anybody make it, up. Does anybody hit record on this?
It records automatically.
Just flies out into the world once?
I've explained this to you already.
Okay.
No, it's archived on your YouTube page. Every show that we do is broadcast live. They can check out the video on YouTube. We got the phone number up there. You can call in, I guess, sort of. Oh, I got to put Skype up. When the program's done, it uploads to YouTube like any other video that you would do.
Okay.
And that's where it is, and that's where it stays.
Well, folks, let me tell you something. If I can do it, so can you.
You can't, though. That's the point. You can't do it.
If Chris can do it, maybe you can hire him.
No, that's a horrible. Okay. If Chris can do it. Yeah, Chris can do it. He does very well.
So hire him. Like we did.
Why do I sound like Jerry Seinfeld?
Why? I'm a sock in a dryer.
I'm doing just fine.
I'm okay.
I'm fine.
I'm okay. You remember that old joke? This is for all the old comics listening to the show. What's the difference between Paul Reiser and Jerry Seinfeld?
I have no idea.
Who are these people? And who are these people?
That's true, though.
It's the difference between a Brooklyn accent and an Upper East Sider.
Exactly. There you go. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show. You can listen to the show every week on the IRN Broadcast Network. That's IRN Broadcast. That's our buddy Mike Peter over there. Literally cataloging my life. And I couldn't be happier about it. Mike has been with me since the Inside Joke Show back at WDBO, I think it was, many, many years ago with Kevin Rogers.
How'd that jingle go?
WBDO.
WBO.
WBO. WBO and shit. Well, ladies and gentlemen, despite our merry mood, today's topic is about the global funk. Man, there's a thickness in the air. There's a little disconnect going on.
Yeah, funk.
Yeah, it's a funk.
Yeah, it'll pass.
And not my favorite kind of funk. Like Bootsy Collins is my favorite kind of funk.
Mm-hmm.
But it ain't that.
So it's getting down funk.
It's dark side funk. It's late night driving home after your girlfriend broke up with you funk.
Cool.
That took a beat.
Timing is everything. And
timing. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's true. Yeah, and that's what it is. I think there's a lot of people. For one, we're in Central Florida here, folks. Clearwater, to be exact. Beautiful place to live, but don't move here. There's too many people. We just went through a hurricane and literally dodged a bullet just a few weeks ago. And I think a lot of us are finally starting to take a full breath, like there's not another storm coming. But the thing that is just rocking my world, I'm watching these pictures from Puerto Rico, and I couldn't be more sad. And I must have some kind of spirit connection or somebody in Puerto Rico that's really tugging on my soul, because I can't get it off my mind. It's the last thing I think about when I go to sleep. It's the first thing I wake up that I think about when I wake up. To have your entire world decimated, leveled, gone, nothing. And on top of that, not even anywhere to go.
Right. And be in Puerto Rico.
Well, usually a fun place.
Yes.
But no fun. No fun.
No.
Just homes gone, no power, no clean water. Everybody's, you know, they say that it's the streets are approaching a level of hysteria.
Yeah, roads completely wiped out.
Trucks can't even get stuff to them, right. You know. I tell you what would be a good thing to have in Puerto Rico now is a big flatboat. That'd be a good thing to have if you can get them. Because now, Michael, you were telling me something a little prior to the show that I find extraordinarily interesting, and I believe it's going to be a piece of history going to happen right in front of us. What was the act you were telling me about?
It's the Jones Act. To Donald Trump's credit, one of the things he tweeted was, let's just get rid of the Jones Act. And what the Jones Act was initiated for, it was essentially a means of keeping Puerto Rico completely American and kept them from having foreign ships landing in Puerto Rico to unload their goods. And this was instituted during the time in which German U-boats and submarines were a danger to the United States during wartime.
I get it.
But, you know, it's been 100 years.
Yeah.
And there's no longer a need for the Jones Act, at least as it applies to Puerto Rico. And what it looks like, or what hopefully Congress will do sometime this week, will repeal part of the Jones Act so that ships can go directly to Puerto Rico from anywhere in the world and load and unload their cargo so that, you know, number one, we can get aid to Puerto Rico. They can't even get aid from a foreign country at this point. Even Mexico can't ship them anything. It's all got to come into Jacksonville, get unloaded in Jacksonville and put on an American vessel and ship to Puerto Rico, which almost doubles the cost of transportation, doubles the cost of almost everybody to Puerto Rico. The average earning of a Puerto Rican is $18,000 per capita. That's one half the average per capita earning of somebody in Mississippi. And they still have to pay more for their goods than we do.
That ain't right.
That ain't right.
And I can imagine, here's what's going to happen. It's going to come up. I believe they'll move for a repeal of this. Okay. But then when the reality is of how many people are being paid off in all that fat money that's getting overpaid for everything,
right,
then it'll hit a snag. And then somebody will come up and say, oh, well, Trump overpowered this or Trump bypassed this. They'll try to blame it back on him, which he's a tool. The guy's a tool.
Right, it's all politics, and that's sad because nothing ever gets done with politics.
You know, and here's something that is a blatant open wound. This is something that an old law or an old Was it a treaty, a pact? What is it?
Well, it's an act of Congress. It's a law. It's an, okay. You know, Puerto Rico is a territory of the United States, like Guam and the U.S. Virgin Islands, which doesn't the Jones Act does not apply to the U.S. Virgin Islands. So, it makes absolutely no sense to have a law like that on the books.
And that's what'll happen when they find out. Who's been padding their pockets forever?
Well, the shipping companies will say, "Hey, wait a minute, we're getting cut out of this. I mean, what are you gonna, you know, give us something?
How about us?
Yeah, right. And there shouldn't be
not that we haven't had enough over the last 100 years.
Right.
We can't skip dessert.
Right.
Sons of bitches, I tell you. You know this president of ours. I mean, I watch him like. Like those videos where people step on rakes and shit, you know, I watch him with the same trepidation,
yeah.
You know, like you see a fat guy heading for a slip and slide, you know, it's not going to work out.
Right.
And every time I see him walking up to the podium, see, I was never a fan of the guy. I never watched his TV show. I didn't care about, I did not give a shit about what he had to say. And I wrote the guy off a long time ago as a tool. And I'll still stand by that because he proves it every day.
Yeah, well, I think a lot of America got excited that he wasn't owned by the special interests. And then he came in and eventually they sat him down and showed him the Zapruder film and said, okay, you on board yet?
Okay, yeah, here. Yeah, like Dennis Miller says, as soon as you tweak the nipple on the alien they have, your whole world changes. So yeah. But for me, at the time of the election last year, there was just no way. I hadn't watched a presidential speech in 8 years since when Obama was in, okay? And I don't watch Trump, okay? I mean, I'm forced to sometimes because there's so much of it republished now. But, like, there was just no way in my mind that I could put up with 4 years of Hillary Clinton. And whatever that was, that's what got him elected. I don't think it was so many people love that guy. I think they couldn't stand her.
Right. I agree. I'm the same ilk.
Okay. So, but now, okay, and here's the other thing. I think a lot of the funk is, and I know it's media-induced, okay, because I only feel this way when I'm looking at the flashing light, when I'm looking on my Facebook page. And you know what? I know I got 4,957 friends on Facebook, and I'm not going to call any names. But a bunch of you are dipshits. You really are. You're freaking dumbasses. You don't think about nothing past the end of your nose, but I still love you. And the thing that bugs me most is when I see all that negativity, all that stuff flowing, people arguing back and forth. And the reality of it is we're all parrots. On these things. All it is, you want to repost something that you might have an agreement with, go ahead or whatever, but don't stand there and bang a drum like you know what the hell's going on because you don't.
Well, what's been going on is it the you know, political powers that be, the people that run the country, are making these issues divisive. And as long as we're fighting and, you know, bitching about whether or not to kneel or stand at the flag, you know, what hasn't made the news and what Americans don't see is actually the United States, U.S. Special Forces are now embedded in ISIS and surrounded by ISIS as allies and are taking on the Russians in Syria just as we speak.
Really?
Yeah. And that's not going to make it to the news. That is a historical fact at this point in time. And we don't hear anything about it. And it just brings us one step closer to a greater conflagration, which is exactly what the military-industrial complex wanted when it supported Hillary for president.
Right. So, well, they got to use up more weapons.
Right. That's how they, you know, yeah, exactly.
These bombs are getting old. There's a sale.
They got a shelf life.
So getting Trump was different how then?
Well, it was. It was different in the beginning because it wasn't Hillary. And then all of a sudden, you know, the people that run the country basically said, look, I know we don't care who's in there. We're going to kill you. You're going to kill your family. We're going to every relative you have is at risk. So, like, fall in line. You're an idiot, you know, to have done this. Now we're going to, you know, set you straight and we're going to let you live. But these are your marching orders and let us run the country.
I'm pretty sure Hillary and the Clintons or whoever the hell else would have been there other than Trump would not have resorted to schoolyard name calling with other world leaders, like calling Kim Jong-un Rocket Man, which I thought was really immature and really stupid.
That is childish.
And, well, I mean, and you know, and then turn around the next day and calling the NFL players SOBs. I thought that was really stupid too. So, when people say to me, "Oh, anything but Hillary," I'm sorry. This is 10 times worse than Hillary. You say that, but when you say that, you're complacent in the way he talks to people, world leaders, the way he ratchets it up. So the way I feel about it.
I opened the conversation saying the guy was a tool.
Yeah, I know.
And I wrote him off a long time ago.
But Hillary isn't a tool. That's my point.
Oh, holy cow.
When has she ever said anything to the public like that? When has she ever said anything like that?
She doesn't play dozens. She doesn't call names.
She may be a player in the game, is my opinion. But she's not a tool. When have you ever heard her say anything that could be considered locker room talk or bar room crap?
Well, that's not a tool. That's not a tool.
That's a tool, in my opinion.
Well, it's not
that's
a tool
what a tool
in my
does.
Book. A tool is somebody who's utilized by somebody else to do something.
You have two different. I think he's talking about a different type of tool than you are. Are you talking about a tool like a douchebag tool or a tool like an arm of some nefarious plot?
I suppose it's
both.
It's a double meaning. Sure.
Okay.
Sure. Well, it is.
When you said tool, I took it as he's a douchebag, and I don't think that Hillary's a douchebag.
No, I call a douchebag and a tool a tool. I mean, come on, don't conflate my words.
They're the same things.
Not my book. No.
Really?
Not.
A douchebag is different than a tool?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Okay. All right.
Well, that's good for that.
Yeah. You can, anyway. look, you can't always use a douchebag as a tool.
You guys are pussies. All right. Go ahead.
No. We're not, I swear.
But you can't always use a tool as a douchebag.
Did you bring chicken? I need some chicken.
Exclusio uno.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, and I don't mean to call names, but I think what it is, this show, I needed to blow off a little bit of steam because there's just so much stuff going on, and it's not even... the Puerto Rico thing has my heart very heavy. I'm just weeping for these people literally 24 hours a day. I mean, not physically, but I'm so sad for what they're going through. And there's people in hospitals and there's babies that were just born. And there's just so, I don't think anything could be more wrong than what's going on right now over there. And I read an article in the New York Times. I don't know how true it is. I don't know how they stacked the numbers. But they said 44% of Americans don't know that Puerto Rico is a U.S. territory.
Right, right.
I don't know how they stacked the statistic, but even if it's 10%, that's terrible.
Yeah.
How do you not know that?
Well, even the people that do, I practice in front of Social Security judges, and they'll ask my Puerto Rican clients, well, how long have you lived in the United States? It was like, hey, wait, Puerto Rico is part of the United States. It's like, what are you talking about? It's like,
wow.
Yeah. I mean, even the well-schooled make the mistake, especially in their elocution. They screwed up all the time.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Well, I find it interesting, though, that you said that Trump is going to do this thing when a day ago, you know, he because people were saying about Trump, you know, you keep tweeting about these players, but you haven't really said much about Puerto Rico. There's been four tweets in 3 days and like 38 about the NFL or 26 or some ridiculous number. Anyway, my point is that he did tweet about Puerto Rico. And in the same tweet, he said, hey, we're with you, da da da, but you kind of owe us some money. Got to get that straightened out. Well, that's what a tool does.
Okay.
That's a tool thing to do, to reach out to them. Your own citizens, and then in the same and say, yeah, but you guys, you know, you're kind of
now that
you kind of filters, you know, you kind of
that's just an asshole dad.
Well,
is what that
whatever.
Is. That's an asshole dad.
Unnecessary horseshit that Hillary would never have said ever in a million
years.
She would have never said nothing like that, dude. Never in a million years.
It's a hypothetical situation. There's no way to prove it either way.
I see her character, and I'd never heard her say anything even remotely close to that, other than the super predator thing, which everybody freaked out about.
Yeah, well,
this guy says something ridiculous every 20 minutes, bro.
I know.
Every 20 minutes, he says something so completely out of character for the president of the United States that it embarrasses me and a lot of people I know. I got to say it with some passion, damn it. Okay. I love you, Puerto Rico, but damn, I don't care if you pay your debt.
Well, to paraphrase Hillary, everybody wants to say, he came, we saw, he died.
What? I don't know what that's. I don't know what that
means. Dude, please.
That was her quote about Saddam.
Okay, well. Yeah.
Or no, I'm sorry, it was Libya. It was.
Did she call him Saddam, or did she call him Hokey Dokey Man? What did she call him?
No, look, I'm not going to argue that Trump's not an idiot. He is. He's a freaking 70-year-old guy who's gone senile that had a narcissistic.
But Hillary isn't senile, and she hasn't gone crazy. My point was that you can't compare them and say, well, they're both the same animal. They're not. Dude, they're completely different people.
Hillary's evil.
You need to
still is.
You need to accept who still she is, and you haven't.
I have. I don't know you.
And
guys
she
see.
Lost. So let's face it.
You still.
That's always the response to. Well, she lost. I don't care whether she lost. I don't understand this evil thing. I don't understand how
you need
can
to research
that.
It. Then you need to research.
I have. I looked into Benghazi. I looked into the nuclear deal. The plutonium thing.
And you read everything on NPR.
No, I don't go to NPR. I don't go to their website. I went on multiple websites. I watch probably more Fox News than you do. I guarantee you that.
Ew.
Well, no, but I go both sides, brother. I try to go both sides.
I knew that.
And when I read the plutonium thing, I'm like, oh, okay. So she was on a committee, with a company that got sold to a Russian owner, and they had plutonium, but the plutonium never left the United States. It's always regulated here by the Regulatory Commission, and people acted like, and they wrote the stories up like she had shipped plutonium to Russia, which was not the case.
No,
the company
didn't.
Got sold, and she was on a committee along with a lot of other people that okayed the sale. The plutonium never left this country. So I think a lot of people don't know that.
Well, that's their fault.
Well, but my point is, how does that make her evil?
When
that's one of the examples that's brought up.
I'm not going to waste 20 minutes of a show arguing that Hillary Clinton is evil. But
I just brought up a pretty
valid
point.
Plenty of stuff there. Well, there's so many points to go against that.
Okay, well, another show, maybe.
I have to save this for off the show.
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm going to start a political podcast. I have both you bitches on.
Don't invite me.
No, why? You can't talk about it?
I'll sit out in the car and listen to the stereo.
Why can't anybody just talk about it?
Too many people talk about it. And you know what?
Because things are getting serious, bro.
And none of us know the depth of all these situations. That's the problem.
We have inklings, though.
And we're all parrots. But the one thing that has always held me true is my gut feeling on things. And there's no way, and I just watched a really, really great documentary about the gut, our second brain.
Right.
Your stomach is the same cells that are in your stomach are in your brain. And so when they're doing a brain analysis, they can take a piece of your stomach lining and get the same results.
Yep.
So my gut feeling on, there's sometimes I'll meet somebody and I'll sense their vibe or whatever, the energy that they're putting out, and I will purposefully move away from them. Okay, I don't want their energy. I don't want their business. I don't want much to do with them, you know? So, and the opposite way, I'll meet somebody and be drawn to their energy, that this is a peaceful person. This is somebody that I would like to have a conversation with. This is somebody that I would like to help. This is someone that I would like to, help them perpetuate their life. And all you guys are those people. I had tremendously wonderful gut feelings about each one of you when I met you. You know, it was like, there's a friend. You know, it was like an instant recognition.
Until tonight. No, I'm kidding.
Dude, there's nothing you could say that would ever make me stop loving
you. You can't change yourself. You're all right. Don't worry about it.
We can still
disagree and still be great friends. Don't give up your great friendships because you don't agree.
But that's what's happening nowadays, buddy.
Oh, I know.
It is. It people are ditching each other left and right. And
that's sad.
We're all part of the same species. Relax.
Right.
Well, that brings me around to the unification. Thank you. Very nice, Chris. Nice tool you implemented there.
No.
Leave my tool out of this.
We're all one thing. This is all one thing. And the fact that the vibration down here is so erratic anymore, I think that's the big issue with us, is we've not been able to tune our vibration. We have, I noticed, like, especially over the hurricane, because I was watching so much television to be aware of the storm, that kind of thing, I got into, I'm like a no TV guy, okay? I mean, I'll watch documentaries, certain movies, stuff like that. But I, as far as like regular TV, I'm out. So I got back into this groove, and I'm watching TV commercials and the way they sell things. And my cynicism has grown to such a level, it's almost embarrassing.
Yeah, well, they first make you neurotic, and then they sell you Prozac.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's the M.O.
Yeah, you know, what's the Lyrica?
Yeah.
Suicidal thoughts.
Yeah.
Or perhaps attempts.
Right, and they exclude the murder rates from the tests that they go through. So these people are actually, I'm sorry, we have murders going on with people on these drugs, but I'm sorry, that's not part of our protocol. It's only suicides.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. 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 And what's it for? Plaque psoriasis or something? I don't know. But anyway, the thing that I like, and I'm so cynical, I'm no fun to watch TV with, especially if you're, you know, a regular person. Like, I'm watching a Jeep commercial, okay? Didn't say a damn thing about the Jeep. What size engine? I don't know. What kind of mileage does it get? I have no idea. Any options I might enjoy? Nothing. All it was about how you might look and feel if you had a Jeep. And frankly, that's the wrong way to sell me anything.
Yeah, but yeah. It's the right way to sell 90% of America who are stuck on consumerism and materials.
You know what? And I think all it is, I just have a fractionated level of that. Like, I have a small windfall of cash coming, you know, and I admitted this to Pam today. Honey, when I get that little extra money, I'm going to buy a set of mags for my truck. You know, I'm telling
you, dummy.
And I think the world is divided into people that will buy a set of mags for their car and people that won't. You know, I mean, I really think they're.
Yeah, but you know what? You pay yourself a little bit. It doesn't matter what it is. It's a payment to yourself.
Custom cars are my goofiness.
Of course. Yeah.
Okay. That's right. My little. You know why? Because it's going to be a day that I won't be able to do that.
Yeah.
Okay. And there's going to be a day it's going to be tremendously unpopular or whatever.
I've already passed that thing.
Well, okay. it's a huge industry. But
I'm kidding. In Peoria?
But I don't gamble. I don't go to strip clubs. I don't, you know, I don't do drugs.
No other hobbies?
I don't drink. I don't go to bars. I've never had a bar tab over $50. You know, I mean, the mag wheels. I like the mag wheels.
Well, eventually you realize that no matter what you possess, you leave it behind.
Oh, it's all a bag of shit. It's all going to rust, rot, and burn. And I know that. I know that. And there's nothing. That's why we do the show. Because somehow there could be an audio file left over of our attitudes, our ideas here in 2017. There could be some ancient thing guy will find. Oh, look at this. It'll play a... what kind of files are these? MP3s? It'll be an here's an MP3 file player.
Well, think even larger than that. Is that, you know, out there are entities that are well able to absorb all the data and information that the world and the Earth produces, aside from the National Security Administration.
You're right, man.
Who have access to all this. You know, my connections are a lot broader than planetary. So,
yeah.
You know.
Wow. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is the first half of the Lutopia podcast. It's been a lively one. Second half, I forgot to tell you, the real lovely and talented Beth Snyder's coming. Chris is just a stand-in. But Beth Snyder, who's our hypnosis, our master hypnotherapist, she joins us the second half. And we're going to talk about the global funk, man. I'm going to, you know, I'll stay off the politics if I can. I hope I can. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a little bit. A little music's going to play here and stuff. Oh, beep, 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 boom.
Interesting and mildly unique. It's a place that feels somewhat familiar and has the suspicious comfort of a loving semi-omnipresence. You are on the outskirts of Lutopia. Sit back and relax, or tense up and march around. Please. please welcome your host of Lutopia, Lou Angel Wolf.
You there?
Hey, baby.
Hey, yeah. It was silence. I wasn't sure.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody.
I was just putting on my silk pajamas, man. That's our that's our Barry White opening, you know.
Come I didn't know what to do, so I just took a knee. I didn't know what else to do. give me a minute. I'm getting up.
When you don't know what to do, always take a knee. That's what they say.
Yeah, you know.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the second half of Lutopia Podcast.
Oh, that was my Windows thing.
What do you got going on there?
My computer just said hello.
It did? Oh, it's waking up. Let me get a sip of water here, or tea. Mmm. Lovely tea here at the Double Special Studios. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the second half. I'm Lou Angel Wolf in studio. That's Mike Merberg over there. Chris Gorgeous is our producer, and like I promised you the first half, Beth Snyder is joining us via Skype. And Beth is our personal hypnotherapist and, you know, reflector of worldviews. She's also the proprietor of the Om Shop, a beautiful metaphysical shop down there in Sarasota. How you doing, Beth? We love you, honey.
I'm doing good on a beautiful Tuesday afternoon. And, yeah, things are well. Moving forward with lots of fun new projects and expanding and stretching my abilities, which is always great. Can be stressful, but it's fun to challenge yourself at any age.
Well, that's exactly true. And you and Nancy have taken that wonderful little shop, which had a nice, you know, moving forward kind of a pace to it, but you really have kicked it up a notch, and more people are finding out about it, and it's an amazing place. It's the Om Shop down there on Tamiami Trail in South Sarasota. The website's probably the best way to find everything, and they got a lot. It's theomshoppe.com, theomshoppe.com. In fact, I'm taking Pamela down on Thursday to have a couple of treatments done.
Yes, so we're excited.
make her feel pretty. Well, ladies and gentlemen, today's Lutopia podcast, if you listen to the first half, we're talking about the global funk. And it's a little something that I recognize, maybe something that I'm torturing myself with, is the condition of Puerto Rico. It just makes me so sad to see 3.3 million people suffering with no power, no water, nowhere to go. A lot of times, no shelter. I mean, umbrellas are like in high demand now.
No statehood.
No statehood. Can't get supplies in. Like I said, the first half, there's people in hospitals. There's babies that were just born. Just the level of tragedy. To me, I don't think it's had its equal. At least not in recent history.
At least not in the United States. But
yeah,
the rest of the world has got some really shitty places.
Oh, yeah, some horrible shit. Well, this happened very, very close to home for us. You know, our American territory, for those of you who don't know, Puerto Rican's an American territory. And those people are American citizens. But anyway, a hurricane a few hundred miles the other way, that could have been the west coast of Florida, the east coast of Florida. You know, it could have been any of us. Mm-hmm. And the fact that we just had the big scare of the storm the week before, there's an energy coming from that region of the world, and it's not a happy one.
Yeah, and that hurricane really screwed things up for almost everybody in the state of Florida. We were off for like 3 weeks.
Yeah, and yeah, well, everything, yeah, the bubble's just starting to come back around.
Well, you know, you bring up Africa, right? You know, with the earlier show, we talked about the Jones Act and how all the goods that came into Puerto Rico had to come from the United States first, so you couldn't get a foreign importer in. That's essentially what France and the Dutch had done to the entire continent of Africa, with the exception of South Africa. And that's how they keep them colonized, and that's how they keep them under their wing and dependent on the mother country. It's awful.
So that's why they don't get the food through.
That's part of the reason. That's part of the reasons why most of the African governments are they've just taken the place of the plantation owners and put another layer of ownership on the people that live there.
Wow.
We're still doing that to Puerto Rico.
Oh, well, I think.
Oh, it's slavery. It's disguised, but it's slavery.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Now, Beth, are you noticing, I know you talk to a lot of people, and you especially talk to a lot of people on a spiritual level. Are you noticing people are still carrying around this hurricane funk? Are you noticing this, like I was just telling the first half of the show, the last half of the first show, I got exposed to a lot of media while the hurricane was happening because I had to pay attention to the light box in the house. And the light box makes me sad.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like the worst guy to watch TV with. I'm so cynical. I'm such a pain in the ass. But the thing that I keep seeing is I know when somebody's thumping me in the chest. I know when somebody's, you know, bugging me. You know, I know when somebody's hitting me in the back seat. And that's what that's what the television and the regular stuff shows us. I mean, every, you know, I was watching while I was away. We watched one of those talent shows, and it was like everybody that had any kind of special interest, need or defect or something, they had a representative in the show. There was a poor lady who was a burn victim. There was a kid that was slightly autistic. There was a kid, you know, I mean, everybody, it was like all the, you know, I mean, they just tried to find the most heart-wrenching thing. And then in the end, a little girl with a puppet wins the whole thing. So
but she was very good.
And then the entire broadcast is followed by a commercial for depression medication.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's exactly.
I mean,
and the depression meds, the ads run every break on there. Every break.
Yes.
So,
yes.
You know, here's what I'm saying. If we, I mean, are they? They used to at least try to hide it. They used to at least try to hide the mind control and the seduction. Are we that dim that it just goes through us now?
Yeah, yeah. We've been so deconditioned that we're numb to it, and we're no longer analytical thinkers.
See the damn global funk. There it is.
Yeah, well, absolutely. I mean, especially, you know, I mean, with the media, you know, it's interesting to me, you know, as a hypnotherapist, they call it programming because that's exactly what it is. You're being programmed. You're being programmed to accept that these things are normal. And the newscasts themselves, it's entertainment. You know, it makes me just nauseous, especially when we have things like Hurricane Irma, or God forbid we go to war with a country, that it's absolutely commercialized as if it's some sort of movie.
Yes.
You know, they do these little trailers for it and all of that. It, you know, it's unbelievable to me that there's some sort of a celebration in that. And the same with the hurricane, right? It was this, and I feel you, Lou, I had to, you know, we were kind of having to watch that CNN, and I mean, these guys out there, right, in their plastic costumes, they look like little condom men. and the one broadcast, I could tell the guy, he was wet in the front and dry in the back. So, you know, to keep the hype going,
because
it was kind of slowing down, you know, it was going from a 5 to a 3 to a 2 to a 1. And so to keep that going, I mean, they were just making anything they could out of, you know, what was happening. So they had the entire rest of the country completely freaked out, you know, it takes a toll on you. So, you know, a lot of times, you know, I really try to help my clients kind of see the light as far as going on a news diet.
Yes. Unplugged, man.
We weren't meant to know all that stuff. Yeah.
No. And here's the other thing, too. The thing that I always, and I went off a little bit on some of my Facebook friends. I think I called them idiots or dipshits or something.
Well, they are your Facebook friends. So.
Well, they're allowed to be. There's 4957, and all of them are going, yeah, those other guys are dumb. But No, and but I just the thing that I notice is people pick up a news story, they post it, repost. I do the same thing, and you know whether I've deeply researched it or whether I just had a gut feeling about it, I'll do it that way. Either way, it goes with me. Some things I'm passionate about, some things I'm not. But the reality of it is, we're all kind of parrots with all that stuff.
Right. Well, what happens is that the media companies that you're listening to, if it's any of the six major media companies, are owned by the military-industrial complex. You know, General Electric, Westinghouse, they're all owned by the people that are creating the wars and creating the munitions and creating the armaments, including very expensive airplanes, to fight wars all over the world in places that we don't belong.
Right.
Right.
Absolutely. Well, and this bears repeating, Michael. I didn't catch all the details. In the first half, you told us while we're tweeting about standing or kneeling at football games or whatever else, what's happening with our troops? Where are we?
Well, intelligence shows that U.S. Special Forces troops, Army troops, are now embedded with ISIS and surrounded by ISIS, where ISIS protecting them because they don't put up the U.S. forces there are not putting up their pickets or their guards. This is all verified intelligence. So essentially, we have befriended and are being protected by our avowed enemies to whom we've sold arms and we initially created. But this whole conflict about ISIS versus, you know, themis is...
ISIS versus themis. That's brilliant. That's very good.
I mean, it's what's been placated upon it's been inflicted on us, you know, to...
And now we're positioned on the Russian border, you say?
Well, yeah, what's happened, it's not so much a position on the Russian border, but what's happened is Russian troop. We actually killed a Russian, it was a, essentially would be a brigadier general of the United States. You know, we actually, you know, knocked him and his party out. This is a day or two ago. And right now, it's, that's the way it's going there. But that's all covered up because we're too worried about, like, somebody saluting the flag. I mean,
yeah,
you know.
Right.
And my solution to that, by the way, is, like, just make America the beautiful, the national anthem, and let's just get over this. It was a shitty anthem anyway, so let's get the better song, you know.
Right.
Let's end it all.
Whatever. Who cares?
How about Horse with No Name? We all do Horse with No Name.
Dude, if I had to listen to that song at every sporting, I would kill myself. Are you kidding me? The mass suicide.
It's the band's called America.
I don't care, but as soon as that first dun, 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 I'd be like,
it was, dude, that's the best yacht rock song there is. That's the best yacht rock song ever. The only thing the only thing I would have said is that many days in the desert, you could have named the horse.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, you could have got around to it, the poor guy, you know. Give me a name, man.
Yet another reason to off myself when that song plays.
Yeah, by the time you get to the end of the song, you want to play, you know, Dust in the Wind.
Stop it! Stop talking about...
You know it's bad when Michael McDonald is the one that thinks he can pick you up.
I can't take it.
That's how you torture Chris. You tie him to a chair and make him listen to yacht rock. Yeah.
Sailing, take me away. Yeah, who doesn't know
that? Feeling.
God.
What is it, a Jewish wedding?
So, Mike, I'm curious because I know you have, you know, you have a lot of ins with the CIA and intelligence, and you follow that world, right? And so I am so curious because, you know, here's this character, you know, that comes out of pop culture, and you know he's now the president of the United States. So I'm just curious, like, what is your stance on him? Because he certainly does seem to be somebody's puppet or a puppet in some way, because he definitely is distracting, you know, look over here at the shiny object while a lot of really lousy things are going on behind the American public's back.
We've established that he's a tool, if I may interject.
Well, not my book. Okay. No, he is a tool now. But I mean, he might have been a buffoon. Now, he was definitely an unknown quantity. He's the guy that wasn't supposed to be there. I mean, And he was probably one of the most despicable men in America, and he still gets elected, which shows you how much right. Americans were willing to reject Hillary Clinton with, you know, with a pretty good resume.
Right.
And, or how strong misogyny still is.
Well, you know, it was there were a lot of fractional votes that swung the election for Trump, but, you know, the part of that swing was Trump's not being a member of the military-industrial complex or any part of it or any part of the oil industry. But he very, very quickly fell into line once he realized, you know, where he was and what he was doing and who actually runs the country.
That didn't surprise me at all.
You know, you can't stop him from being an idiot because he's just that's the way he is.
Can't you, though?
Well,
can't we?
All right. I got two classic quotes, okay, and then we'll go from there. I hear everything everybody's saying, okay, but A, Frank Zappa said, politics is the entertainment division of the military-industrial complex, okay?
Yeah, I agree.
And two, Franklin Delano Roosevelt said, presidents are selected, not elected.
You do know that there was a coup to actually assassinate and get rid of Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
Oh, yeah.
1934.
Oh, yeah. He dodged a bullet, so to speak.
Yeah, and most Americans don't understand that part, don't even know that part of history, or the fact that there was a U.S. expeditionary force that invaded Russia in 1924. That's another. We don't teach that.
Right.
But
right.
It nonetheless happened. So
wow.
You're always getting the party line.
Yes.
So that's why it's so important to go on the internet and find other stuff. And if you can't, if you don't know, it just post it, because this is a marketplace of ideas where things get discussed. You're going to research it as much as your time allows. And if not, you know, post it with a question mark and get feedback. But, you know, the internet is the only way around, to the extent that we're still allowed to, you know, the major media conglomerates. So it's really important that as much as I dislike what goes on in Facebook, because I'm sure, you know, in the fine print somewhere that you're, you know, allowing the CIA and, you know, PSYOPs every little game you play there, questionnaire you fill out, they've dossiered you. They've got you to the point where they know what to sell you. They sure as shit know where you go and what you do.
Oh, yeah. And now they know what Disney character I would be.
Right.
They know all about my past lives and what I was. This is a total invasion of privacy.
Just out of curiosity, Lou, what Disney character would that be?
I'm Baloo from Jungle Book.
What?
I took the quiz. It said, which Disney character would you be? And I'm Baloo from Jungle Book.
It kind of fits.
It them bare necessities, them simple bare necessities.
Pretty much fits.
You're gonna laugh to the Charlie the Cougar next.
The CIA knows what they're doing.
Look for the guy that looks like Baloo from Jungle Book.
Yeah, stop whining, Lou. You sound like an old bear.
So, and you know the other thing. This is a subliminal funk that I'm feeling. The fact that 142 million accounts got hacked out of Equifax. why aren't their buildings burning over this?
Because everybody's
and here's the
credit
sad thing,
improved.
It's on my to-do list.
It's on your to-do.
I haven't been able to get to it yet. Check identity theft with Equifax. I'm working my way towards it.
Yeah. Well, but that also tells me they finally told us. You know what I mean? I mean, they finally hit a number that was so big they had to tell us.
Yeah.
Because there's one-third of the credit card holders. One-third of the population of the United States.
Yeah.
No, almost half.
The whole damn country.
Almost
pretty
half.
Pretty much.
Yeah. 142, or what, like 310 now?
Over three.
Okay. Yeah. So, anyway.
And they don't give two-year-olds credit yet. So.
But they're born
Maybe
with
Maybe they should just issue us all new Social Security numbers so we could start over again.
You don't want that to
no, happen. No, you don't want that.
It might just broke out in hives.
I know. You know, we all know how well the Social Security Administration is run.
I don't care if the Social Security numbers are done in cobalt.
Lou and Mike are both flush right now. You got to see them.
Oh,
they look like they got stung by bees.
You know,
knowing the government, it would be cobalt. They'd have to write their own program.
But that's only Our Social Security number at 1234567891010. It's only 10 numbers.
Right.
Right.
When is that exponent? Haven't we run in, had that many people yet?
They'll just put an A.
Endless numbers, yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
well, you know what this could be too. It just dawns on me that, you know, kind of if all of our information is out there, then this is a really good ploy for the government to say you have to be on facial recognition, because how will we know who you are?
Right, right. Perfect plant. Yeah, sure. Yeah, now, if you had a microchip, it wouldn't matter.
Right.
Exactly.
So
I'm not getting a microchip. Michael, I will be living in your barn.
Yeah.
If we have to get microchips.
Ain't no microchipping going on here.
Ain't no microchippers coming around here.
You can have my microchip when you pry for my cold, dead belly side of my abdomen.
It's not like they don't know where I'm going anyhow. So it's like, you know, right. Like I'm even predictable to the burger I buy on the day of the week and right. When I shop at Publix.
Is Michael feeling
it? They're just trying to be more green, you know, yeah. Use less aerospace.
Here's my take on it. I'm not quite as paranoid. I don't care if they know what kind of burger I buy. I don't give a crap. Know it. I don't care. Chances are tomorrow I'm going to buy that damn burger, whether you know it or not. It doesn't matter to me. I don't care. I don't care.
Yeah, Gorgeous is leaving his zone.
But what if you own a firearm and they're going to take it away from you?
I registered. I bought a firearm. You know what? Come take it. Come grab it.
He's leaving He's leaving his zone. He's leaving his zone.
No, I'm just saying.
He ordered the chicken nuggets.
I'm just saying. Most people like freaked out.
Chicken nuggets instead of the hamburger.
Yep.
He's going rogue.
Yep,
He's going a Sarah Palin.
Come help me work it out, FBI, CIA, whatever the hell you're doing.
He ordered the Rick and Morty Szechuan sauce.
Yeah. He's going to Chipotle. He has never done that before. Alert, alert.
Well, the problem is we should never be in this.
This is a first. This is a first.
We should never be in the situation where we even have to talk about this.
I know.
But you know, it's frighteningly possible and real. I mean, especially with this rise of nationalism, right, and closing the borders, and it's very scary.
That and iPhones and technology. Look, if you want to accept to be on Facebook, I wanted to be on Facebook. They didn't force on me. I volunteered, and I'm like, I know they're watching me. I know they're paying attention to what I'm doing. I know they're tracking it. I don't care.
Also,
I got nothing really to hide.
Also, I could see what people were having for lunch.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
You're putting pictures up there of it anyway. So what difference does it make?
Look, Bob has another burrito.
Sorry, Beth. Go ahead.
That's why I don't take my iPhone out of the bathroom anymore.
I mean, you guys know that I kind of follow my little conspiracy thing, if you want to call it a conspiracy, about chemtrails, right?
Oh, absolutely.
And, you know, it's a real deep rabbit hole that you can go down. And if even a tenth of it is true, it's just very frightening.
Completely unacceptable.
Completely unacceptable. But, you know, a big part of that is HAARP, right, which is in Alaska, which is this huge kind of array of these low vibrations that they can send deep into the earth or up into the stratosphere. And with that, then they can control and manipulate the weather. So that's kind of, you know, a lot of people are out there going, oh, that's what created the hurricanes and all of that. I don't know if I so much believe that that's creating hurricanes, but they are capable of potentially starting, kind of triggering earthquakes and other things. And it's just very disturbing to me that these earthquakes are taking place in Mexico, especially with the recent kind of back and forth that we've had with Mexico and how Mexico's, you know, former presidents kind of come out, you know, against our current sitting chief of whatever you want to call him up there. So it's just very disturbing to consider that, you know, that is happening or could be happening. And if that's behind what's happening in Mexico, then, you know, I think we're just talking about that, you know, there's just some real evil force that's really behind all of this. It's almost beyond money, you know.
It's all about control. And
yeah. And
see, here's the thing. When all of us here,
you picked it up down the Walmarts, did you?
We of us all believe.
Me and myself and I.
The holy hand grenade.
We know about good vibrations, okay? We look for good vibrations. We seek them out. We try to find them within ourselves. But the HAARP is another degree of vibration. Actually, for those of you who don't know, HAARP stands for High Frequency Active Auroral Research Program.
Okay. One of which was in Puerto Rico.
Yes, of course, in Puerto Rico. And there's some rumors flying around the interweb that says that these last two hurricanes were born of those vibrations and got out of hand.
There's a whole bunch of them around the world. We're not the only country that has them.
Yeah.
No, they're getting slammed. Yeah.
And you notice they're starting to call them cyclones over here now? There was used to be Eastern Hemisphere, Western Hemisphere had cyclones. We had hurricanes.
Yep.
But now they're starting to use the whole cyclone thing.
Metric system's coming next, buddy.
Yeah. Jimmy Carter's finally going to have his
Fahrenheit. You won't know where you are.
That's right. Kilometer, what the hell are you talking about?
Remember that when they tried to switch our math? That lasted for like 3 weeks.
That was Jimmy Carter's dream. Put us all in the metric system.
That's why keeping adjustable
sorry,
wrench.
Yep. Well, the speedometer in your car's got the metric right there. It's the next little row of numbers. You've probably never seen
Dude,
it, but there
yeah,
it is.
I was going to say, you live in this state. Nobody's ever looked at their speedometer in this state.
Well, I've bought some Canadian cars, and you have to know how to do the 0.62 conversion and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Math.
That's complicated.
Ding, dang, math and all. But what I'm saying is the manipulation of the vibration, okay, for maybe less than loving purposes, okay, for societal gain, for monetary gain.
Weaponizing leather.
Weaponizing weather, absolutely.
From the same people that gave you the water you can no longer drink so that you have to buy bottled water.
Right.
Wait a minute. This is all starting to come together.
Evil lizard people.
Well, the reptilians are the ones. So what I'm saying is, folks, there's a lot of elements here, and what we try to put forth from the Lutopia podcast is that you can have your own little, if this frustrates you, I understand. It's why we're here. This is all about the pacifist riot. For those of us who don't want war, we don't want true physical conflict. We don't want chemical conflict. We want to be able to sort things out. Because we're all human beings and we're all worthy of love, every one of us. We all have a remnant of beautiful, beautiful love, whether it's been completely tampered by your existence here on Earth or whether you're letting it flourish day by day and you're just growing and growing in your inner peace, which I hope you are. The thing that you have to try to stay focused on is, yes, we get frustrated with these things, but you kind of got to let them, you got to take it all into one piece. You have to know that you are part of one thing, and love wins in the end. Love wins in the end no matter what. It's the end of every Hollywood story. It's the end of every true tale that eventually, the bad guys win. They win a couple battles. They maybe even win a war or two, but they don't win the whole game at the end. Love is the whole game.
You got somebody trying to call through. Do you want to accept that phone call?
We're closing it up, man.
All right. Yeah.
If you want to call in, I dig you.
They're calling in right this second.
So, we'll take calls next week.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're just getting our training wheels here on the live thing so we can get all the notifications out. I know we're putting it out, and I couldn't be happier with our YouTube podcast the show's coming along, and thank you so much. And if you go to Lutopia.com, Lutopia, Lutopia.com, you'll find the Pacifist Riot, and that's our Mellow Festo. That's what we're all trying to track down here. So, hey, Michael, lovely having you today.
Thank
great
you, man.
Great input, man. I loved using the Micopedia today. Chris?
I read a lot.
You do. Chris, thank you so much, buddy. You produced a lovely show.
I appreciate it. Sorry, caller, you're calling in, but we're done. Call next time. Hope it was nobody that we knew. If not, sorry.
All right.
Talk to you next week.
Apologies from the producer.
You can call 813-264-5363 and leave your name with disabilityattorney.net.
There you go.
I hope it's not somebody you know. They're trying one right after the other.
Well,
nice to hear them.
Anyway, that's fine. And my friends know my cell number. So, Beth, lovely to have you on again. Thank you so much for helping. You're helping one person at a time, but that's growing exponentially. and they're helping people around them, and we're on the right vibration. Not the vibration that Harp is on, but we're on the right vibration.
That's right. And no one can take your peace.
No one can take my peace. That's exactly. And what you allow will continue. So if you got bullshit in your life, cut it out. Change partners. Move away. Get a new number.
Let it go.
Let it go, baby. Let it go. Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening to the Lutopia podcast. This was the Global Funk, and hopefully the Global Funk will be lifting soon. And we hope that you find a little inner peace and a little tranquility. Breathe deep. We love you. Good night.